Can help you feel alive. Check your bags, you know. Where do you live? I'm going to see my cousin. You don't have a cousin. Your cousin said she don't know you. You know, but that kind of thing. So, and they're really bad cats that hang in the corners, man. Because when I was growing up, guys had knives, and a couple of guys had guns, you know, and they're beating my kid. They mean business. I mean, they'll beat you up. I mean, for real. They're no playing. They just say, beat them up. Whack. And you are beaten up, you know. You say to yourself, my goodness, they're beating me up.
Well, I always feared these guys, man. Because I used to hang out with my own guys on the corner, you know. But when you go to see the enemy, look out. Now, there's a guy I went to high school with. His name is Paul Bolden. Paul was the fastest guy in high school. He broke all the records, low hurdle records, and 100-yard dash records, anything. If you ever go to Philadelphia, check out Paul Bolden in 1953, 54, 55, was really a cooker, you know, on the track. I was a high jumper, never jumped any higher than 5'10 when I was in high school. Did it consistently. Whenever the bar got to 6 feet, something in my mind said,
you know you can't jump higher than your head.
You know. And I just went, you know, my fastest 100-yard dash, no matter how I run it, with the wind, without the wind, hustling all I can, 11.5. 11.5. Now, Paul ran like a 9.5, 9.4, 100. One day he did 9.4 with the wind behind him. And it was really so strong, he couldn't even hardly get in the blocks. Just, whew. You know, blew him out of there. But Paul is fast, man. All the neighbors know it. All the mothers ask for Paul to go to the store for him because they say, you know, Paul is fast. And he comes right back. They'll even wait 30 minutes, you know, if he's busy because he's so fast when he brings back the right change. So we went to this party, birthday party, that a girl threw who knew Paul. She saw him run track and really fell in love with him. I want you to come to my birthday. You know, so Paul said, yeah, sure. Nice looking girl, too. You know, well, since I'm Paul's friend, they got to invite me. You know, whatever, good looking guy is always an ugly guy and vice versa. You know, so I hang out and get whatever he throws away. You know. Oh, yeah, they come and they cry on my shoulder. Paul, that lovely. Well, my dear, Paul is busy. You know. So. Well, it always happens the other way. You find a good-looking chick, there's always, you know, right with her, you know, just waiting around. And if you strike out with the good-looking chick,
we'll be right back.
We're coming in the party. You gonna let us in or what?
So I said, I think you better leave. Because these guys are gonna kill us, man. They're gonna beat us up. So Paul said, no, man, they stay a little while, you know, they can't get in, you know. And he's dancing. So I go over and I look, and the guy next.
He say, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that. What?
Five, Freddy told me everybody's side. DJ spinning, I said, my. Flash is cool, Francois, and Bob, Flash, and O2.
He say, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Thank you.
Can you say a thing like that? So you hit my Rudy, damn it, car. You know, that's beautiful. That way you don't bother the Lord. You can just work, you know. Because I, as far as religion is concerned, which is very close to the Methodist, and we're all in the same family. My grandfather was a Methodist. Water is really cute, you know. You can just, and the guys, you know, you just walk out so pure and everything, you know. And I'm not an atheist. I'm not an agnostic. I believe that there is a God, man. You ain't about to catch me saying there's no God nowhere. No, indeed. Not with the ground shaking as much as it's doing now. Because when he shows, I'm going to say, yeah, I told him, guys, man. I told him, guys, you was coming, man. I knew all the time you was up right now. A lot of you atheists are going to cop out. You watch. Oh, I was just fooling, Lord. I just, you know, and he's going to stand up. He's going to be saying, yeah, what else you got? What else? Yeah, well, I was just out there, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to get it, man. You better cut that out.
Call on him when you're playing poker, but you won't bother him on Sunday morning. Anyway, my friend Rudy, don't forget that. He's really a groovy guy. My wife is Catholic. I'm Methodist, which made a mixed marriage. That's what the priest told me. I said, my wife's colored. He said, it's still a mixed marriage. I don't care what you say. Thank you and good night. Take care of yourself.
doctor. Hit me. There's not a minute to spare.
Kept sneaking. busy with the washing of the dishes.
Reaction levels much too high. I can do without the stimuli.
I'm living way beyond my ways and means, living in the zone of the in-betweens. I can see the flashes of the frozen ocean, the static charge of the cold ocean.
Winds will freshen later tonight.
Leading under the ground.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Inside.